not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. The nights are long, but you might wake to a brand new life, brand new life, brand new life around the bend.
Okay, there.
Grandma, you owe me exactly $1 million.
Would you settle for a triple scoop of chocolate chip ice cream?
No, I'll take the cash.
But what exactly did you say to the man when he cut you off?
Oh, that was a tie for have a nice day.
Hi, darling.
Hi, Mom. Mm. Gin again. Mom, I need a good taxer.
Most kids say, hi, Mom, what'd you bring me?
This kid of yours has just fleeced me out of $2 million. It's like babysitting for Nick the Greek.
Sweetheart, are there any calls for me?
Yes. Jim Peterson from the office called at 4 to say he'd be at 555-4545 until 5. Then he called at 5 to say he'd be at 555-6789 until 6. Then he called at 6 to say he's home. You have the number.
There's a hill. What a memory. Give me some skin. Don't leave me hanging.
That was great. That was great. Did you do your homework?
Oh, I forgot. Oh, and Tony, a guy called you about Nick Milano.
Grandpa?
Yeah. They said his parole hearing's been changed. What's parole?
It's when you get out of jail. But you must have heard wrong, because my grandpa's in Florida.
Yeah. There's no parole from Florida.
Honey, are you sure that wasn't for me? The man must have said payroll.
Payroll? Payroll, right? Payroll.
Okay, then Nick Milano's payroll hearing has moved from the courthouse to the jail.
Thanks, pal.
Dad.
Yeah.
Jonathan, why don't we go upstairs? I'll help you with your homework.
Okay, you can call her Ecuador.
Fabulous.
Dad, is Grandpa in jail?
Yeah, he is, honey.
You said he was in Florida.
Well, I guess I should have said penitentiary instead of Pensacola.
My grandfather's in prison?
Yeah, right here in Connecticut, nearby.
I can't believe you lied to me.
Sweetheart, I was just trying to protect you.
Dad, I do not need to be protected. I'm 13 years old.
Yeah, but wait, you were only 12 when he got sent up.
Nice try.
Hon, look. I know I should have leveled with you. I'm sorry, but hey, he's your grandfather.
I never want to see his face again.
Oh, come on, sit. She took that better than I thought.
Well, Tony, being in prison isn't as bad as I thought.
That's because you get to go home today, not in 1997. Are you kidding me? But anyway, I really appreciate you coming along with me, Angela.
Oh, sure, Tony. I just wanted the parole board to know that Nick's got some good, solid, law-abiding citizens in his corner.
Well, the poor things, they probably haven't had you-know-what in years.
Mona, are you kidding? I hear this place allows conjugal visits.
Oh, well, they probably haven't had you-know-what since lunch.
Here comes Nick! 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 Nick!
You know something? Nick, when you see Nick, you ain't gonna believe it. Nick, something weird Nick, has happened to Nick, him. He got nice. Nick.
My friends, isn't this a glorious day to be alive?
Willie got the chair.
All right, for the rest of us then. Oh, it is so wonderful to be back in the bosom of my family. And friends. Ladies, I want you to meet my colleagues. This is Howard and Myron and Torch. This is Mona. And Angela, and you all know my son-in-law, Tony.
Tony!
Hey, Torch, what's cooking?
Hey, you're pretty.
Thank you, Torch.
Mrs. Robinson, let me feast my hungry eyes upon thee.
He makes up stuff like that all the time.
I don't know. That prison brings out the poet in me. I'll tell you something. These gray walls can change a man. I can't wait to get out of here. I'm going to make my family proud. You are my little Sambina.
Nick, funny you should mention Samantha.
I can't wait to see her, Tony. You know, I've been sunning in the rec yard every day, so she thinks I got a Florida tan.
Yeah, well, the tan looks great, Nick.
Thank you.
Samantha knows the truth, Nick.
Which truth?
Well, you know, she knows you're not in Florida. She knows you're in prison, and she knows why.
Does she also know my Swiss bank account number? Mr. Rat Fink Informer!
Hey, what happened to St. Nick?
Never mind. You may not care what Samantha thinks of me, but she is my only granddaughter. I don't want her to think I'm a crook.
You are a crook.
A piggy, piggy, piggy. I asked you to tell one lousy little lie. You can't even do that right.
Hey, don't you lay this on me. I try to cover your tracks, but you leave big tracks.
Ah, stool pigeon.
Jailbird.
Loser. Loofah.
This man is so beautiful. You take a rotten bum like me and turn him into something that I never thought I'd be. A friend. Thanks, cupcake.
Cupcake?
Well, he must work in the prison bakery.
Thank you, Torch. Let it be noted that Mr. Milano has established an excellent rapport with his fellow inmates.
Hi, Angela.
Yo, Torch.
But the parolee must also demonstrate that he has good relations with his family. Are any of Mr. Milano's relatives present?
Yeah, I am. I'm Tony Maselli. I'm Nick Milano's son-in-law. I probably know him better than anybody else here. I give you the real truth on him.
Tony, please.
For years, the name Nick Milano has meant three things to me. Thief, liar, an all-around rotten guy.
Thanks.
But since I've been coming here, you know, I've seen him change. I've seen a change come over Nick Milano, and now I'm proud to call him Nick. So he made a few mistakes. Is that a crime? Well, in this case, it is. But that's the great thing about this country. You make a mistake, you pay for it, they give you another chance. I mean, hey, is this the face of a hardened criminal? I say no. I say this is the face of a man who just wants to make his granddaughter proud.
After hearing the testimony and considering all the evidence, the board has made a decision concerning the early parole of Nicholas Milano.
This is it, fella.
Nick, you're out of here, baby.
Parole denied.
When I see injustice like that in the world, it makes me so mad, I just want to...
Eat?
Yeah.
This is the kids. If anyone deserves to be free, it's Nick.
I'll drink to that. Hi, guys. Hi, Red.
Nick, how did you get out? How did you get in?
How'd you get here?
I took a cab.
You took a cab? Or you took a cab?
I hailed a cab. I rode it and I paid for it. Tony? This turkey is a tear dry. You got a little mayo?
They'll give you a chance. Listen to me. You broke out of jail, Nick? You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to stay there. That's what the bars are for.
There ain't a minimum security prison built that Nick Milano can't break out of.
Nick, I'm new at the prison game, but it seemed to me that the parole board felt pretty strongly that you should hang around for a few more months.
Those guys wouldn't know a reform man if you hit him over the head with a lead pipe. So... took it to a higher court. What higher court?
The big guy upstairs. I went back to my cell. I knelt on that cold, hard cement floor. And I said, Lord, if you want me to stay in this rotten, stinking hole, give me a sign. Nothing happened, so I left.
I know just how you did it, too, huh? The guards, they think you're asleep in your crummy, rotten cell. But that ain't you. It's a lifelike dummy made up of newspaper and spit. But by the time the cops find out, see, you've flown the coop and you're sucking free air, baby. Huh? Is that what happened?
Close. I borrowed this uniform and I went out the back door. I just couldn't stay in there knowing that my little Sambina hated me.
Nick, your sentence was up in 8 months. You could have strolled out a free man. Now they're going to be after you with dogs and guns.
Coming here? To my house?
It's worth the risk.
I'm not sure.
Gee, you know, it's awfully bright in here. Tony, would you make sure that it's not too bright in the rest of the house?
Angela, it's like the cops are going to surround us.
Well, I'm sorry, Tony. I'm just not as calm as the rest of you. This happens to be my first fugitive.
Don't think of me as a fugitive. Think of me as self-paroled.
I don't mean to be an ungracious hostess, but would you go back to prison immediately?
Angela, please, don't ask me to do that. I got to make it right with my little Sam, you know. Oh, come on, what are you trying to do? You're trying to break a grandfather's heart?
Oh, Nick, you know...
Tony, we have to talk.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now?
Now.
I'll be back.
Tony, I know this is very painful for you, but you have got to turn him in.
Angela, it's not that simple. I mean, where I come from, you don't rat on family. Not even in-laws. DNA, this is the code of the street.
Well, Tony, where I come from, a good citizen cooperates with the police. And that is the code of the cul-de-sac.
We could make magic together. Let's go to your place, quick.
Oh, I don't know, Nick. I've never been alone with a hardened criminal before.
Tony, you have got to talk to him.
Angela, I just walked in the room. I gotta work up to this. Hi, Nick. Hit the road.
I had a feeling it was gonna happen. I guess I'm gonna have to be going.
Nick, where will you go?
I don't know. Whatever hellhole fate dumps me in. Probably Rio.
That settles that. Have a nice flight.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Angela, come on, Tony, talk to her, will you?
Hey, talk to her yourself.
Oh, come on, Angela, talk to me yourself. Please, don't let me go like this. I mean, I just want to see my little Sambino one more time, okay? That's my only wish.
Dad, I'm home.
Thank you. Could I have one more wish?
Dad, listen to me. I got great news.
Sambrina. Hey, look who came to see you. Your grandpa.
I don't have a grandpa.
Sam. Samantha.
What?
Hey, remember yesterday you said you didn't want to be treated like a kid anymore?
Yeah, so?
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you to do something very grown up. Go talk to your grandfather.
Forget it.
Wait a minute. What happened to grown up?
That's the beauty of being 13. You could go either way.
This is your grandfather, and he cares what you think.
Yeah, if he cares so much, why does he do all those rotten things?
Sam, I don't know, because...
Because?
Because, that's who I am. Tony, please, could I?
Hey, it's not up to me.
It's okay, Dad. I'll talk to him.
Kids are growing up fast these days.
Sambina. Sam. Look, there are two kinds of people. The good kind and the bad kind. Now, your father, he's a good kind. The best kind. Don't you dare tell him I ever told you that. As for your grandfather, I'm just no good. I mean, if there is a right choice or a wrong choice, I will pick the wrong choice. Hey, Sam. You really hate me?
Grandpa. I don't hate you. I just hate the things you do. But I guess you were my grandpa before you were a crook.
Let me see. I guess I was.
Now everything's great because you made parole.
Right! Wrong! Sam, the truth is, I was in prison working undercover for the government. Stop that! I didn't make parole. I broke out of prison.
You escaped?
To see you. I love you, Sam.
I love you too. But you escaped? Talk about a wrong choice.
Hey, Mom, open up! The door's locked!
It's Jonathan. What should I do?
Well, Angela, when you were a child, what I usually did was open the door. Perhaps that's where I made my mistake.
Mother, I am a little concerned about him. There is a fugitive in the house. You know he is very impressionable. He could be psychologically damaged.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Mom. Hi, Grandma. Hi, Nick. How was prison?
It was a drag, kid.
Yeah, so school. See ya.
Jonathan, let me borrow that radio. Maybe there's some news about that psychologically damaging fugitive.
That's some little girl we got in there.
She's so good. She's so honest.
Well, she got that from my side of the family, Nick.
She wants me to go back to prison. She wants me to finish my sentence.
I hope you said you would.
I thought I would think about it. Very hard. This is a very tough decision. Prison, Rio. Prison, Rio. Rio! Adios, amigos.
Nick, just once, can't you do the right thing?
It is out of my hands.
Nick, adios. Every time I see a Carmen Miranda movie, I'll think of you.
Chicky, chicky, boom, chicky.
Hey, Nick. There's something about the prison. Wait a minute.
What? Mm-hmm. To mention my name?
No. It's not about you. It's about... The prison is so crowded that the governor's going to be letting people out.
A general amnesty?
That's just what he said.
Work. How general is this amnesty?
Anybody who sentences up within a year should be out by the end of the week.
That's me. Oh. That's me.
Yeah.
I'm free.
You're free.
I'm free from prison.
But you're not in prison.
Oh. I think breaking out of prison is going to affect your parole status.
No, not if they don't know I didn't escape. Bed check is in until 10 o'clock.
Well, Grandpa, did you think about what we talked about?
I did, sweetheart. I did. And I am going back to prison! Fast! Taxi!
I'm going to give him a lift. You can never get a taxi when you're breaking into prison.
Oh, I'm so glad Grandpa's going back to jail. No. I feel I helped him make the right decision.
You did, baby.
I'm gonna go say goodbye.
I love you.
I love you too.
How about that news report just when we needed it?
Unbelievable. Go figure. Think Nick's gonna be mad when he finds out I made it up?
You mean you lied? There was no general amnesty? That wasn't the governor you heard?
No, but the Jets are up by 7 at the half.
They're here! Tony and Sam are here! Mom, how come Sam got to go to prison and I didn't?
Because Sam's grandfather is a convict, dear.
None of our relatives went to prison. What a jip.
Hey, hello. We're back from the slammer.
Oh, hi. How'd you do? Is Nick talking to you yet?
Oh, yeah, he's talking to me, sure. He had plenty to say. Most of it was Italian for have a nice day.
Look what Grandpa gave me.
Oh, nice.
Oh, neat. Did he make it himself?
No. His friend made that, you know. His friend's in maximum security. Grandpa's in minimum security. Right. He makes business cards. He made you this one.
Nicholas Milano, hardened criminal.
Hey, Angela, I also have something for you. A note from a secret admirer.
Who's that?
Torch.